Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, The Third Ingredient. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rob Jollis, 21-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Jollis & Associates, author of something under 100 books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Why People Don't Believe You, that's one book. The Way of the Road Warrior. What do we got else? We got Mental Agility. I mean, the list is long, folks, of his awesome performance and productivity. He's, as I've said many times before, he's probably 1B on the top salesmanship expert in the world, and that's a little fun I have with him. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. We're talking about wisdom, and you were talking about journaling. As we went to the break, you were talking about the power of journaling, and I'd like for you to help people understand what that means and give them a definition that's not too much inside a box.
You bet, you bet. And here's the good news. In a sense, don't worry, I'm not running from your question. In a sense, there shouldn't be too many rules around it because it should be free-flow writing, just writing. So it's a I refer to it as becoming methodically observant. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to wait for a time to write and go, well, I write on Thursday. Not this. That's not what a journal is. A journal is when you feel the need, when there's a thought, when there's an idea, put a date down. Put a time down, and then don't put any pressure on yourself. If it's two sentences, write two sentences. The funny thing is, when I think I have two sentences to write, I write two pages. Mm-hmm. When I think I have two pages to write, I write two sentences. Mm-hmm. But just let it grow.
Can I stick one thing in here, Rob? Folks,
sure.
If don't write with any goal in mind for it to be anything yet. I mean, you know, maybe, you know, Rob and I are writers. We write for a living. But so we start out, we think we're going to finish an article. If you're running a regular business, which is, you know, not a weird one like we have, just start, when you start writing something, don't just let it, as you said, Rob, let it come out of you. And if you do think it's going to be part of something, don't worry about where that's going to be. Because how many times, Rob, have you written something that was the first thought that you had about that topic, and when you got through with the product, what you wrote first was at the end?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I mean. When I think I've got something brilliant, it's not as brilliant as I thought. When I think I don't have something that big, but there's something kind of gnawing at me, that's when it just sort of
explodes. But you don't know it until it comes out of you and you get it looking back at you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You ask any author, and Jim, you and I are both authors, and we put an outline down. We'll put it all down. But the most exciting parts of the book are the parts that really weren't in the outline. They came from the outline. So, you know, I have something that I give writers that I put on the wall, and if you want, you can give it to your brain trust, or they can write me. But it's a little saying. It says, planning to write is not writing. Thinking about writing is not writing. Talking about writing is not writing. Researching and outlining to write is not writing. None of this is writing. Writing is writing. So don't worry about being touched and having this big thought in your head. Just keep writing. And don't keep it a secret.
And do it for yourself. Know, just do it for yourself. Right? I mean, the first, maybe in a day or a week or a year, you'll have something you'll put together you want to show someone or send, give to a customer or give to all your customers. But to start with, just do it for yourself. Don't let anybody else look at it.
Exactly. And by the way, I have to tell you exactly who I want to see it. I write in a PG-13 version, if you know what I mean by that. I keep it clean. And I give it each year. I used to print it, give a copy to my kids, give a copy to my wife. Mm-hmm. And when my folks were alive, I'd send a copy down there to Florida. And I got to tell you, what I wouldn't give, Jim, to have what my dad was thinking and feeling when he was in the wheelhouse of his career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to capture that for me and for my family.
Right.
Yeah, make sense?
There's no question about it. And folks, here's the thing. If you're running a business, you're an expert. This is the story I've been trying to get across to people for all these years, Rob. is that if you're leading any kind of an organization, if you created anything from scratch, if you're taking something that was there and you're making it better, you are an expert. That means you know stuff.
Yeah.
That means need to get it out of your head onto something that can look back at you. Because, and now we're back to wisdom, Rob. You'll never be wiser than when your thoughts are looking back at you from a screen or from a piece of paper. There's something about, Adam Smith said one of the three most powerful, important inventions was the written word. The written word.
Yeah. Jim, you nailed it. You got it. And, we're lucky. You and I are writers, so you write your articles. I write my blog articles. But I'm talking to your audience right now. If you're not writing articles every week with blog articles, write your thoughts down. Don't edit it. Just write it. Let it flow. Let it go. Okay? And if you do that, I'm going to save it for the end here. I'll tell you how we're going to use it in just a minute and really cap this wisdom off. But don't worry about what you're writing. Don't keep it a secret. Don't edit it. Just let it flow, let it go, and we will hit that definition that we started this interview with, which is you're going to get a lot smarter. You're going to find a lot more that you didn't know that you know.
Yep. And one day you'll think, well, this is something that I want my customers to know. I've been talking a lot more about special sauce, Rob. The best way to have customers you can't run off, the best way to compete with the big tech companies is to show customers, to let them experience your special sauce. Part of your special sauce are the words that Rob's talking about that come out of your head that wind up being good enough in your mind to show a customer. And when you do, they'll like it. And those are the customers you won't be able to run off. 10 Tell, I'm Jim Blessing. Right back with Rob Jollis. See you with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.